علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. And we are currently focusing on the 192nd sermon of Nahjul Balagha. And here Imam Ali alayhi salam tries to explain the fact that every prophetic movement has its difficulties, especially the believers at the onset of the movement of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They faced many difficulties and challenges, but they overcame them. And of course, he explains about the nature of those difficulties and tests. We reach this phrase where Imam Ali alayhi salam says that the believers at that time were ajhad al ibadi bala'an. They were ones that they were the most, you can say, accepting in terms of tribulations and trials in their lives. They had actually, they would struggle in a path that would be one which would be a focal point for many, many difficulties and trials and tribulations. أجهد العباد بلاءً. In other words, as if these people are struggling, the most struggling individuals, in such a way that tribulations befall them and difficulties are focused on them.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, we say that basically the reason why the believers are like this, that tribulations are focused on them, is because they are the ones that are trying to, you know, go against that system of oppression. So definitely one who has that state where he wants to always be against that oppressive situation, then he will be faced with a lot of difficulties. He'll face those problems and tribulations. And these are very good tribulations in a way. These are not punishments. These are tribulations that will make him and form him to be a better person in life. And this is what a true hero is, and this is what a true fighter and a true warrior is. That he's a warrior in the path of goodness, in the path of kindness and mercy, in the path of developing the right mindset in the people, in the path of the truth and monotheism. And now the difficulties is not just about fighting in the war, let's say, where a person, for example, goes and fights and, you know, gets wounded. those wounds are another thing. The other problems that people might face are the fears that they have with regards to themselves, their families, okay? The lack of security that they feel, the uncertainty regarding the future, these are all difficulties that they face. But they bear those difficulties and they struggle. You see, sometimes, you know, you get a physical wound and you bear that wound. But those stresses and those mental, you can say, pressures that people get, those are sometimes even more difficult to bear. But the believers, they take this with their life, like they really take it up and they want to continue that path. And in the path of Islam, we've seen so many soldiers of this kind who took to themselves to face all of these difficulties. And the imams, of course, were like that at the peak of all of this, if, especially Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the other imams, all of them, they took this path, you know, seriously. And now this struggle sometimes is even more important when we have a common enemy as believers, as Muslims, let's say. We need to get together and see the common enemy that is trying to destroy Islam, that is trying to uproot those principles that keep us together as Muslims. When we notice that, then our struggle becomes even more refined. Especially now that we are approaching the week of unity and coming close to the birthday of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, and we are blessed by the very beautiful days of the birth of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it becomes even more important for us as Muslims to sit down and perform this this form of struggle of coming together and being one fist against the oppression that is going on in this world.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we as Muslims, we have to realize that right now we are the flag bearers of the prophetic movement. As Muslims, when we are the flag bearers of the prophetic movement, means that we are going to face difficulties. If we as Muslims decide that, you know, today we will just bow down to the enemy and not struggle and not take up a true, you can say, warriorship spirit within us, then what will happen is that the enemy is going to destroy us. The enemy is going to hold each and every Muslim group and society and going to subdue that Muslim group. And as you see now, alhamdulillah, slowly some of the countries are waking up in a way. The Muslims of the world, I'm not talking about the leaderships of the Muslim groups, I'm talking about the Muslim people themselves. The Muslim people in the different states of the world, in the Arab world, in the subcontinent, wherever they are, the Muslims have realized that they need to get together. But they need to have that spirit of struggling. أجهد العباد بلاءً. Know that if you take the path of unity, of coming together as Muslims, then you are going to face difficulties. But you need to bear those difficulties, as Imam Ali alayhi salam said. أجهد العباد بلاءً. You will have to open up that path and struggle in that path. And yes, you will be a receptacle of tribulations and tests in the most profound manner that you will ever face. But then take it up, because this is the way you're going to be able to be successful as a believer. And then the believing community will get together and be able to achieve its aims and objectives, those aims and objectives that the Holy Prophet ﷺ had drawn down for the believing community. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome. on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال مناه هو في الشدائد منجد والفضل يمناه هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه